Walking through Manhattan on an ordinary afternoon, something extraordinary happened. Not through achievement or insight, but through simple attention. A traffic cone, glowing orange against wet pavement in strange afternoon light, suddenly appeared as the most luminous object in the universe. This wasn't mysticism or meditation. It was the result of a deliberate, year-long experiment in waking up to physical reality, born from an unexpected warning at an eye doctor's office that made mortality suddenly vividly real. What if the richness we're seeking isn't hiding in some future accomplishment or distant destination, but right here in the texture of our coffee cup, the particular timbre of our child's laughter, the scent of rain on concrete? This question drove a year of methodical sensory exploration, visiting the Metropolitan Museum daily, studying perfumery, hosting taste parties, creating tactile rituals that transformed not just how the world appeared, but how deeply life could be felt. The revelation arrived during a routine eye exam. Extreme nearsightedness meant heightened risk for detached retina, a medical fact that suddenly made vision feel precarious rather than permanent. Walking home afterward, every sensation sharpened with startling intensity. Colors seemed more saturated. Sounds carried new weight. The physical world, usually background noise to mental activity, demanded attention. Honest self-examination revealed a startling disconnection. Despite years exploring happiness, she couldn't recall if her husband wore sweaters or her daughter's expressions. Even her own preferences remained unclear. Which textures brought comfort, what sounds soothed. These weren't trivial gaps, but evidence of living in abstract thought rather than embodied experience. Three truths emerged: wanting to appreciate life's moments fully, needing escape from constant mental activity, and craving deeper knowledge of the world and herself. The solution wasn't another productivity system, but something fundamental: methodically exploring each sense while visiting the Met daily for a year. Sharp vision exists only in a thumb-width window at arm's length. The rest is educated guesses our brains construct. This explains inattentional blindness. People counting basketball passes completely miss someone in a gorilla costume. Reclaiming sight's power meant deliberately seeking overlooked details. Walking the dog became observation practice, noticing building materials, animal behaviors, hidden images like the FedEx arrow. Daily Met visits became laboratories for seeing, not rushing toward masterpieces, but wandering aimlessly, letting color arrest her. Artist Sarah Z revealed techniques: viewing artwork reversed in mirrors, squinting to reveal composition, blocking parts to understand relationships. Most profound was Sarah's insight: all art is actually about death, but not in a bad way. It's evidence of us being human on Earth. Every painting became a sensory message across time, one human presence reaching toward another. Sound anchors us in the world, yet we rarely truly listen. Every human society creates music, and research confirms its power, lowering heart rate during medical procedures, managing pain, keeping surgeons focused, boosting exercise performance. The breakthrough came from focusing on specific songs, playing them repeatedly until they became emotional tools. This created an audio apothecary, a playlist that reliably shifted mood, from Dolly Parton's Mule Skinner Blues to Outkast's Hey Ya. Not background noise, but deliberate emotional medicine. True listening extends beyond music to human connection. Studies show children solve problems better when mothers listen without offering advice. A manifesto for listening emerged: show attention through body language, don't rush to feel silence, ask clarifying questions, withhold judgment, stow the phone, listen for what's not being said, let people talk themselves into solutions. Most valuable was discovering chosen silence, a weekend alone without speaking, listening to podcasts, or watching TV. 3 days revealed unprecedented refreshment, showing that early morning writing sessions weren't just about energy, but securing hours of silence before family and city awoke. A fountain's water and dirt smell in an office lobby instantly transported her to childhood, the library where she watched water's slow progress while her mother and baby sister waited nearby. Unlike other senses, smell had always been foreground, tying her to present moments while opening portals to the past. Perfumery courses at Pratt Institute revealed smell's architecture. Top notes, like citrus, middle notes emerging as top notes fade, and base notes sustaining fragrance. More fascinating, smell responses aren't innate, but shaped by prenatal diet, culture, and personal history. When the Department of Defense tried developing a stink bomb, researchers found complete disagreement about what smelled bad. The most intimate discovery? Our desire to smell people we love. Making the bed now includes pausing to breathe in her husband's scent. Andy Warhol exploited this brilliantly, wearing specific perfumes for exactly 3 months before retiring them, creating bottled time capsules. Smelling is more powerful than seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, if you want your whole being to go back. Taste had never been adventurous territory, preferring predictability over surprise, eating the same foods prepared identically almost daily. Yet taste shapes empires through demand for flavorful ingredients and ties us to identity, memories, and culture. Creating a taste timeline revealed life's significant flavors. Childhood Winstead's burgers, college sangria at Viva Zapata, each taste connected to specific memories. Her daughters recalled Fruit Loop necklaces, golden raisins, warm milk with vanilla and cinnamon made during sleepless nights. Finding joy in taste meant appreciating two familiar yet magnificent flavors, ketchup and vanilla. Ketchup uniquely hits all five basic tastes, sweet, sour, bitter, salty, and umami, making it beloved despite being dismissed as unsophisticated. Vanilla, ironically labeled boring, is one of the world's most powerful flavors, enhancing sweetness without being sweet itself. The taste party became an experiment in intimacy, inviting two couples for an hour of taste sensations with small cups containing various food samples. Most striking were the memories evoked, from childhood candies to family traditions, creating unusually warm conversation that made everyone feel closer. Touch began with wordless comfort, holding her husband after a nightmare, hands across his warm back, communicating what language couldn't. Unlike senses confined to specific organs, touch encompasses our entire skin, 8 to 15 pounds covering nearly a twin mattress. Babies deprived of skin contact suffer developmental issues. As George Orwell noted, without using our hands, we lose a huge chunk of consciousness. Science confirms babies receiving skin-to-skin contact gain weight faster and develop properly. Adults experience lowered stress, boosted immunity, and improved mood. Though not raised in a physically affectionate family, she learned to embrace touch, using it during difficult conversations, instituting daily hugs, creating family love sandwiches. She created her family's luck token, a blue lapis lazuli cube by their door they touch before leaving. Working with physical objects boosts memory and problem-solving through embodied cognition, bodily experiences shaping thought. She discovered this creating her Muse Machine, a physical Rolodex of indirect directions for creative roadblocks. The tactile experience of spinning and pulling cards gave a sense of agency and fate-directed inspiration no digital file could provide. This year-long experiment reveals a radical truth. Our bodies aren't merely vessels for our brains, but the foundation of experience itself. By deliberately engaging each sense, seeing overlooked details, truly listening, following scent trails, savoring flavors, embracing touch, ordinary moments became elevated through focused attention. Rather than passively experiencing sensations, actively shaping environment became possible. Sniffing grapefruit for immediate cheer, enjoying new cotton socks, listening to favorite songs. Unlike potentially harmful quick fixes, sensory pleasures can be indulged without consequences. Each sense conjures lost time, linking us to past, anchoring us in present, helping create memories for future. That transcendent moment with the traffic cone captures this journey's essence. Through her senses, she'd found her own visible storage, masterpieces, neglected stairwells, and fountains. I am the laboratory, the notebook, and the museum, she realized. The invitation is simple. Stretch out your hand, touch the world, really look, listen, breathe in surrounding scents, taste with full attention, not someday when life slows down, but right now, because the richness you're seeking isn't waiting in some future achievement, but already here, woven into this very moment's texture.